All right, good morning, friends, brothers. So, it might sound a little different on this audio recording. I'm actually recording from my phone, and I want to take today to tell my story a little bit and how I got to where I am and what drives me to do what I'm doing, and just be able to show you guys where I've come from and where I want to go. And so, I mean, I'll just jump right in, but I know that a lot of you guys know, all zero listeners. No, I know that a lot of you guys know that I grew up in a conservative family. We grew up evangelical Christian. And I grew up the youngest of three older brothers. And I remember that I was 12 years old when my mom and dad had their fifth boy, Caleb William Abdel. And I remember just these were my, not just my brothers, but these were my friends. These were my role models. These were my mentors. And I looked up to them in everything I did. And when I was younger, I think I probably would have admitted that. But as I got older and into middle school and started beginning high school, what happened is my brothers actually left. And they all went out to go to college. My oldest brother went to Luther College, and my twin older brothers went to the University of Iowa. But I just remember that when they left, I wasn't prepared, and it just left a gaping hole, just in me for people that I could care about, and people who cared about me. But it also left, just the structure and the guidance that I had had up to that point, I no longer had. And I remember sophomore year of high school, I remember wanting to fill that gap, and wanting to, look to others. And I remember that I met so many people and I knew so many people. And I remember just being able to talk with people and have a good time and laugh, but I didn't really have any friends. And I remember having this gnawing pain of being alone. I remember going to school in the morning and just being like, I'm going to laugh and smile and talk with people, but I'm not going to be full. I'm not going to be complete. And I remember every time after school, I would stay in the library to get work done, and I was one of the last people to leave school, and I would walk home. I remember just feeling that heaviness. And it was so weird because I was empty, but I was just so heavy. And I remember all I wanted to do was escape that feeling of loneliness, of being alone. I thought, man, if I could just have like one best friend, like someone like me and another person. If I could just have that, and we could just talk about things and be together. And I thought, man, this is what I want. But it was, I remember it was so difficult because it was at that time that I was introduced to pornography. And that I started viewing pornography on a regular basis. And I remember because this viewing of another woman on a screen, it just made sense. It was like, this is what I want. This is what I desire. And the thing was, it masked, and it, I remember thinking like, I'm connecting with this woman. And as I got into deeper and deeper and more hardcore pornography, just that level of intimacy and connection was just deepened. And I remember I was willing to do anything. I was willing to do anything to escape that pain of feeling alone and feeling insignificant. But I remember, like, I knew that I wasn't supposed to look at pornography, and every time I did, it just made me feel gross and disgusting. And it was like, I feel this connection, but I feel so gross and so insignificant and worthless afterwards. And I remember wanting to tell my dad. I remember wanting to tell my mom and be like, no, I can't do that. My dad had just had a heart attack a few years earlier. And the business that he had started wasn't growing and wasn't producing the money to provide for us and his family. So I remember he had started working 2 part-time jobs and still trying to do the business on the side, and he was just working himself into the ground. And I remember my mom needing help with my little brother. I remember thinking, like, I can't put this burden on them. And it was so frustrating because I had this need, and I felt like, no, I can't put that on them. But really, deep down, I was ashamed. I was ashamed to tell my mom and tell my dad or tell my brothers. I was ashamed to admit what I was going through and what my desires were. I was afraid. I was afraid that if I tell them, I'll lose the last of the love that they have to give me. And so I was alone with my lie, and I just became lonelier and lonelier, and I started to drift further and further away from my parents, further and further away from my brothers and from my friends. And I remember that went out all throughout high school, and towards the end of high school and the beginning of college, I was like, all right, I just need a girl in my life. So I started chasing girls. Hardcore. I started meeting anyone and everyone. And I remember, like, I was the cool kid. I was the life of the party. I graduated and I went to the University of Iowa. And freshman year, like, I knew everybody, man. I knew everybody. Like, everybody knew me. I remember there was a time a friend of mine texted, he's like, hey, it was my roommate, actually, Chris. He texted me, he's like, hey, man, do you want to go grab lunch together? I'm getting off my class. And I remember I didn't have anyone to eat lunch with at that time. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun to have lunch with Chris. And I was like, you know what? No. I texted Chris. I was like, no. Like, I already had lunch. And I remember I said that because my goal was to go down. I remember I took so much pride in this. I would go down without any friends, get my food and everything, go into the dining hall where everybody was eating. And I remember I could pick out any table I wanted to sit with because I knew people at that table. And I would just... I remember I took so much pride of not needing people. I was just so significant. I could just go and sit with whoever I wanted and have a conversation and laugh and have a good time with whoever I wanted. But pretty quickly, I started skipping classes to hang out with people, and just because they were boring. And I actually got depressed. I didn't know it at the time, but I wasn't able to get out of bed. And I remember I would just sit in my bed all day and watch YouTube videos of guys picking up girls and how they would do it and all their, you know, techniques and skills and things like this. And I remember the only times I would get out of bed would be to shower and look at porn. And I remember I would be in bed all day. I would get out of bed, I would look at porn. I would masturbate. And then just this feeling of ickiness, I would just shower. I just wanted to try and wash that off. And it was disgusting. My grades started to plummet. I started losing all the connections that I had made with people. And I ended up, after that first semester, I ended up dropping out of college and moving back in with my parents. And I remember it was February. It was a Thursday evening at 9:37 when everything changed. And I was eating cereal at my parents' kitchen table. And it just kind of hit me. I was like, I can't keep running. And I was like, what am I running from? And I realized I was running from who I was made to be. I was like, I can't keep running from who I was made to be. This is not who God made me to be. I cannot keep running from this. And so I decided that night that I was going to be who I was made to be. That I was going to tell my parents, tell my brothers, and be like, this is what my past has been, but this is what I want to be. I want to be more. I want to do more. I want to give more. I don't want to continue in this. And I remember I was so afraid. I was so afraid of losing that connection. I was so afraid of being honest because I knew as soon as I told them, it would hurt them. And I remember telling them, and I remember the shock and the surprise. They're like, this is like, you failed your classes? I remember telling them, they're like, you've been addicted to pornography. And I remember the hurt that it caused them. I remember me being honest made people uncomfortable. I remember telling people in my small group at church, and I could see people tighten up. And it made them uncomfortable that I was being honest with them. And that's what I was afraid of. I was afraid of being myself, being vulnerable, being honest, being open. And while it was a blessing because I was reconnected again with my family, and it was such a joy to have that connection, it came really apparent that I wanted even more. I wanted more from life. I wanted to give more, to become more. And I realized that I wanted to be accepted by others because I was unwilling to accept who I was made to be. I remember I was hoping that if others accepted me, then I'd be able to accept myself also. But what I realized is that no matter how many friends I have, no matter how close I am to my family, no matter how beautiful my wife will be, I realized that I won't be free. I won't be able to accept myself until I know who God made me to be and commit to becoming that person. And there's so much freedom and joy and acceptance in that. And like right now, as I tell you guys, like right now, the past 6 months have been some of, 8 months since I moved up to Madison have been some of the most lonely times of my life, leaving my family, the people I grew up with for 20 years. Like they are my inner circle. Like I left them, and living with my pastor and with people who I've hardly known. And talking with this girl that I love and I'm infatuated by, but knowing that I can't commit to her right now all of these things. Like, I've never felt lonelier in my life. I've never felt by myself. And yet, I've felt so much freedom and so much energy and so much power, because I'm not being my family. I'm not being my brothers. I'm not being who this beautiful girl wants me to be. I'm not being who my pastor or who my church wants me to be. I'm being who God made me to be. And I'm committed to being all that God made me to be. Nothing less and nothing more. And the freedom and the joy and the power and I've never felt more alive than I feel today. And that is why I do what I do. That is why this is so serious to me. That is why I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help men become free, to help you, my friend, to help you become free, to help you become alive and to be all that you were made to be. I will stop at nothing to pursue that for myself and to help others pursue that as well. Because when we become and live in alignment with all that God made us to be, that is life, my friend. That is freedom. That is joy. That is significance. And that is true peace. And there's true acceptance there. So that's why I do what I do. That's why I'm on this journey. And I long and I desire for you to be on this journey with me as well. I know we're all on this journey in some place or another, but join me, my friend. Join me in becoming all that you were made to be. Look forward to talking to you soon. Until then, take care.